In today's gospel, Christ calls us to repent and produce good fruit. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Some people told Jesus about the Galileans, whose blood Pilate had mingled with the blood of their sacrifices. Jesus said to them in reply, "Do you think that because these Galileans suffered in this way, they were greater sinners than all other Galileans? By no means. But I tell you, if you do not repent, you will all perish as they did." Or those 18 people who were killed when the Tower of Siloam fell on them, do you think they were more guilty than everyone else who lived in Jerusalem? By no means. But I tell you, if you do not repent, you will all perish as they did. And he told them this parable. There was once a person who had a fig tree planted in his orchard. And when he came in search of fruit on it, but found none, he said to the gardener, "For 3 years now I have come in search of fruit on this fig tree, but have found none. So cut it down. Why should it exhaust the soil?" He said to him in reply, "Sir, leave it for this year also, and I shall cultivate the ground around it and fertilize it. It may bear fruit in the future. If not, you can cut it down." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
One day, a man who worked in an office building in the city decided after work that he would walk home. About a mile from his home, it was a beautiful spring afternoon. Rather than taking the bus, he thought he would walk home. But the route he had to walk took him through kind of one of the poorer sections of the city. As he's walking along, he comes to some rather run-down tenement buildings and so forth, and he sees on one of the stoops of one of those buildings a little girl, about 9 years old. She smiles at him when he goes by. She's kind of disheveled. Her hair looks like it hasn't been washed for a while. Her face is kind of smudged with grime. And she's got a shirt on that's got a rip down one of the sleeves. She's praying with a broken doll. So he can't get her out of his mind. You know, he feels bad for that little girl. He's thinking of his own daughter about the same age waiting for him at home, who's got everything she could possibly want. So he can't get that little girl out of his mind. So that night, he goes to bed. He has a dream. In the dream, he sees God. And he says to God in his dream, "God, that little girl on the stoop, that's a shame she has to live like that. You should do something about that. Why don't you do something about that?" God said, "I did. I created you. I did. I created you." See the point of the story, right? That man could have done something to help that little girl. That's what God would intend. And I think that little story illustrates some of the meaning of today's gospel. Because today in the gospel, Jesus says to us, you must produce the good fruit of the kingdom. You must produce good fruit. You can't just be a tree that sits there barren. It's not a question of even of producing bad fruit. You've got to produce the good fruit of the kingdom. I have come to bring you the truth of the Father, the love of the Father, the mercy of the Father. I have come to bring you home to heaven with me. That's my gift to you. But now, once you receive that gift, you've got to produce the fruit of the gift, the good fruit of the kingdom. You know, there was H.G. Wells was a famous British author who wrote a lot of science fiction work, very famous. Remember The War of the Worlds or The Time Machine? Those are written by H.G. Wells. He wrote someplace else these words, or something about these words. He said, if there's one thing I don't like, it's goodness sakers. Goodness sakers are people who say, for goodness sake, why doesn't somebody do something about that? Without recognizing they're the ones who should do something about that. So what Jesus is saying to us today is, we can't be goodness sakers when it comes to the things of the kingdom. We have to be producers of the fruits of the kingdom. Now, St. Paul says in his letter to the Galatians, he has a whole list of the fruits of the Spirit: peace, joy, mercy, generosity, so forth. The fruits of the kingdom. Do we see those in our lives? Let me share a little story with you, a true story, that maybe illustrates this in a very interesting way. A couple of years ago in Spain, there was a professional track meet being held with prizes for the winners and so forth. In the 3,000-meter race, after the race started and was going on, maybe the race left, the Kenyan runner Abel Mutai, who had won the silver medal in the previous Olympics, was leading the race by a good 100 feet. He was going to win. He only had to go a couple hundred more feet. He was going to win the race. The man running in second place was a Spaniard by the name of Ivan Anaya. He was comfortably ahead of the third place runner, so he was obviously going to come in second. So they're running along, coming toward the finish line. All of a sudden, Mutai stops about 10 yards from the finish line. He turns around, waiting for the other runners. Anaya runs up to him and says, "What did you stop here for? Finish line's down there, 10 yards further on. You stopped in the wrong place." Mutai all of a sudden realizes his mistake, and he runs across the finish line and wins, and Anaya comes in second. Well, after the race, somebody said to Anaya, "Why did you do that? You could have run right by him and run the first prize. Why did you stop and let him finish?" And Anaya said, "Look, he had won the race. He had won it decisively. He made a mistake about where the finish line was, but he was the winner." Now, some people would say, that's crazy. I wonder. In sports, sometimes mistakes are part of the game. When you play the game, you can make mistakes, and that's part of the game. It's the final drive of the football game. Quarterback steps back, throws a pass into the end zone. The receiver in the league with the best hands in the league drops the ball. We don't say, "Oh, wait a minute, you never drop those balls. You always catch those. Touchdown, don't worry." We don't say that. Or the ninth inning of the baseball game, runner on third. Somebody hits a ground ball to the shortstop who boots it. Run scores, the game's over. We don't say to the shortstop, "You know, you hardly ever make an error, so we're not going to charge that against you. The guy's out. Extra innings." We don't say that. Mistakes are part of the game, and when they're part of the game, you live with that, or die with it, as the case may be. But see, in this case, Mutai's mistake was not something that was part of the game, so to speak. He didn't stumble and fall as he was running. That would be part of the game. He didn't pull a muscle while he was running. That would be part of the game. He just made a mistake where the finish line was. Anaya saw that, let him win what he really owed, deserved to win. See, that's what the kingdom of God looks like. Some people would say that was stupid for Anaya to do that. He should never have done that. But that's, I think, what the kingdom of God looks like. Truth, honesty, generosity. That's what it looks like. That's what God expects of you and me in our own lives, in our own way. You know, a German philosopher was asked by one of his students one day to give him words to live by, words to live by. This philosopher thought a few minutes and he said, "Wash the sidewalk in front of your own house. Wash the sidewalk in front of your own house. If everybody washed the sidewalks in front of their houses, the world would be a clean place. Produce the fruit of the kingdom where you live. Produce the fruit where you are. And maybe the world itself will become more and more the kingdom of God. Let me conclude with one final little story. It took place in Paris during the Second World War. You know, the Nazi armies had marched into France, taken France over. France was an occupied country. So one day on the subway in Paris, crowded subway car, this little old woman was sitting right next to the door of the subway. She was kind of leaning over, hunched over on her umbrella. And the train comes to a stop, open door opens, and in marches this big German Nazi stormtrooper, all dressed up in his spit and polish, his uniform. He walks in, starts to walk down the aisle, trips on the umbrella of the old lady, falls down, skins his knee, uniform gets all dirty. He stands up, you know, he's obviously embarrassed more than anything else, brushes himself off and rushes off the train. The train starts to go. Everybody on the train claps, you know. When they quiet down, the old woman says, "Well, I know it's not much. That's the fourth one I brought down today." But you see the point, huh? Do what you can do where you are. Produce the fruits of the kingdom where you are. That's what God expects of each one of us. He's patient, gives us time. But ultimately, we must produce the fruits of the kingdom. Are we doing that? What more should we do so that the kingdom becomes more and more present in our world today? May God bless you.